1 Peter 4:10 says this: each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. Hold up. So God, you mean that my gift is not about me? How many of us get that wrong? God, what are my gifts? What are my gifts? How can I serve you? Great questions. But your gifts are more about others than they are about you. Because once you discover your gifts, they're meant to be given.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. At 316 Church, our threefold mission is love, live, lead. We are called to love God and love people, live in Christ and for Christ, and lead our culture to Jesus. Check us out at 316.org. That is THREE16.org. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day. Yesterday in Rising Hour, we started a new message entitled One Life. It's part of our sermon series, One. Sometimes we just, with so many things going on in our world, in our life, sometimes we just need to do a reset and focus on the one thing that is most important to us. So that's what we're talking about. In Acts chapter 4 is where we're reading, and our lead pastor, Randall Sean Garcia, is talking yesterday about one life and how we have one life to live, and can we pursue the things that matter the most? Can we pursue the kingdom of God? Because after all, when all is said and done, that's what matters. Peter and John and the rest of the disciples had to learn that as they were building the early church here in Acts chapter 4. They learned some great lessons, and lessons that you and I can learn today, because we're all pursuing something. We're all gifted at something. Can we use what God has gifted us to do for His glory, for His kingdom? Well, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. One life. Here's Pastor Randall Sean.
To live is Christ and to die is gain. If that isn't an all-out pursuit for God, then I don't know what else is. That my life is Christ. That my life is to pursue Christ. That everything I say and do is for Christ. And to die is gain because then I get to truly experience Christ forever and eternal life. To live is Christ. To die is gain. I love what he says two chapters later as well. But for whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Meaning, it doesn't matter what I've gained. It doesn't matter what I've accomplished. I'm pursuing God. I'm pursuing Jesus. Now let me tell you something today. We're all pursuing something. We're all pursuing something. Question is, what are you pursuing? What are you pursuing? Question, what does your faith look like today? How relentless are you in your pursuit of Jesus Christ? Maybe your pursuit doesn't look like it should. Maybe you're in a place that maybe you're in a comfort zone. You're in a relaxing position. You've been faithful coming to church for years, but your pursuit is lacking passion. Your pursuit is lacking zeal. Your pursuit is lacking intention. Maybe there was a time where you can say you pursued God. Maybe it was because you needed something. Right? Maybe it was because you had a big, bold prayer request. Maybe you needed healing. Like the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years in Scripture. She had been bleeding for 12 years. They had proclaimed her ceremoniously unclean. You remember this story? She was an outcast. Nobody wanted to talk to her. The doctors didn't know what to do. 12 years bleeding. And this woman got up from her bed. And as Jesus was crossing through, she pushed through the crowds. In her sickness, she pushed through the people only to try to touch the hem of his garment with the faith that this woman had. She was pushing through her obstacles, making her way through people in desperation, saying, if I could only just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Now, I think this is a great illustrative point for some of us, that sometimes we pursue God in seasons where we're asking for healing. Sometimes we pursue God when we're in seasons asking for certain prayer requests. And then in other seasons where we're all good, you know what I'm talking about, we forget what that pursuit looks like. We stop praying with that big and bold faith. Our pursuit of God must be an all-out, reckless, abandoned pursuit. Saying every day, I want to stretch out my arm and just get a little bit of Jesus, a little bit more. I think that some of us haven't gotten desperate enough in our faith to believe for God for big things. We stop pushing through our obstacles. We stop asking God for help in our challenges, and we think we can do it all ourselves. When was the last time you got downright desperate enough in your faith to ask God for something great? You see, I want you to passionately pursue God. I want this to be habitual. I want this to be on the daily. I want this to be not just on Sundays. I want this to be every day, all day, 24/7, 365. That I am pursuing God with everything that I have. I'm going to pursue him just as much when I need healing as when I don't. I'm going to pursue God just as much when I'm praying for something big than when I'm not. But I'm pursuing God. I'm passionately pursuing God. And I'm going to tell you, we're all pursuing something. We're all pursuing something. The question is, what are you pursuing? What are you pursuing? Point number three, I want you to also intentionally grow in spiritual maturity. Intentionally grow in spiritual maturity. Colossians 1:10 says this, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Meaning, we want you to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. We want you to reach spiritual maturity where you can distinguish truth from lies. Amen? I think that this might be the problem in today's church culture, isn't it? That people can no longer distinguish truth from lies because we're fed all sorts of lies through the media. We're fed all sorts of lies everywhere that we look. And even people who show up on Sundays can't distinguish truth from lies. Why? Because we lack spiritual maturity. See, I want you to grow into a maturity where you can see something and you can distinguish whether it's for God or against God. I want you to be able to look at something and have an uneasiness in your spirit, saying the Holy Spirit's convicting me, the Holy Spirit is moving through me, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, and that's not something that I should listen to. That's not a place I should go. That's not a conversation that I should have. That's not a person that is a good influence on me. That just because we lack spiritual maturity, the church is believing so many lies. Unfortunately, we ought to be the ones growing in the truth of the Word of God. We ought to be the ones separating truth from lies. And if we're not growing in spiritual maturity, how do we expect our children to do that? And if we're not growing in spiritual maturity, then what are we expecting of our spouse? You see, the stakes are high, church. When you don't grow in spiritual maturity, things happen. Things change. When you do, when you commit to God every single day, when you walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, bearing fruit in what? Every good season. So no matter what my prayer request looks like, through the good, through the bad, through the ups, through the downs, through the mountains, through the valleys, through the highs, through the lows, I'm pursuing God and I'm growing in spiritual maturity. I'm understanding the Word of God. The Word of God is coming alive in me. And guess who benefits? It's not just me. It's the people around me. It's my spouse, it's my friends, it's my family, it's my children, it's my grandchildren, it's my neighbors. They'll recognize that I've been with Jesus.
Does your life reveal who you've been with? Hopefully others will be able to see, oh, you've been with Jesus. I can tell. It's in your voice, it's in your heart, it's in the glow on your face. Yeah. Can others see Jesus in us? Oh, we've been with Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, there's more to this message we want to share with you, but we need to take a quick break. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by 316 Church. We are located in the northwest part of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road, P-R-U-E, between Babcock and Bandera Road. Feel free to check us out on the web at 316.org. That's THREE16.org. Every Sunday, we gather together for worship at 10:30 a.m. We have a service in our main primary service in English. We also have a secondary service that's in Spanish in our multi-purpose center. I do want to thank you so much for tuning in. Now, when we get back, we're going to hear more of this message from Pastor Randall Shawn, One Life. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Rising Higher brings you the sounds of Christmas, meaning behind the Christmas carols, We Three Kings. The author and composer of this well-known Christmas carol was an Episcopalian minister from Pennsylvania. John Hopkins wrote this song in the 1800s. Each of the participants involved with Christ's birth, Mary and Joseph, the innkeeper, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, has much to teach us. Although there is no scriptural basis for stating that there were three wise men, the fact that three distinct gifts are mentioned has given rise to this traditional idea. The number of wise men is not as important as the fact that these men persisted in following the light that was given them until they reached and found the object of their search, that they responded in worship, and that they returned home to share their experience with others. And all this has much to teach us. And also, the gifts presented to the Christ child were both significant and appropriate. Gold, symbolic of his kingly reign. Frankincense, symbolic of his priestly ministry. Myrrh, symbolic of our redemption through his death. How important it is that our gifts of love and devotion be offered to Christ after we have first found him and then have bowed in true adoration before him. Matthew chapter 2 verse 11 says, "And when they were come into the house, the wise men saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Yes, these wise men knew how to worship Jesus.
Star of light, star with royal beauty bright.
about 316 Church.
Hi, I'm Vicki, and I love 316 Church because here you are family and you're made to feel like family.
My name is Tracy, and I love 316 because this is where the Word of God is taught.
Hi, my name is Daisy, and I love 316 Church because we love God and love people.
Hi, my name is Ray, and I love 316 Church because it preaches the Bible, preaches love, and it preaches about God.
Are you looking for a church family? 316 Church welcomes you. We meet on campus at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. We also meet online for worship, and you can check that out at 316.org. That's THREE16.org.
His name be lifted higher.
Hi there, this is Ron Finoli, and you are listening to Rising Higher.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, Acts chapter 4, Philippians chapter 1. We're looking at a number of scriptures talking about one life. You know, we only have one life, and can we live it to the best of our ability to glorify God? Can we focus on kingdom principles? I believe that's what God would want us to do. Our Bible teacher is Randall Sean Garcia, and he serves as a lead pastor at 316 Church. And we're going to pick up where we left off a few minutes ago. And once again, can we focus on what God wants to do in us and through us? One life. Here's Pastor Randall Sean.
Pursuing God, and I'm growing in spiritual maturity. I'm understanding the Word of God. The Word of God is coming alive in me. And guess who benefits? It's not just me. It's the people around me. It's my spouse. It's my friends. It's my family. It's my children. It's my grandchildren. It's my neighbors. They'll recognize that I've been with Jesus. Number four, I want you to steward your God-given gifts. Steward your God-given gifts. Each of you has a gift, believe it or not. Have you opened it? It's not Christmas yet, but you have a gift. It's not sitting under a tree. It might be sitting under your nose. It might be right in front of you, waiting to be discovered. Have you asked God what that gift is? And are you using the gifts that you do know that you have? 1 Peter 4:10 says this: each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. Hold up. So God, you mean that my gift is not about me? How many of us get that wrong? God, what are my gifts? What are my gifts? How can I serve you? Great questions. But your gifts are more about others than they are about you. Because once you discover your gifts, they're meant to be given. They're meant to be used for the sake of others. Each of you should use whatever gift you have. Whatever gift you have. A lot of times in the church, we see all the noticeable gifts, right? Teaching, because I have a mic in my hand. Worshiping, because they're here on the platform. But let me just take a moment to recognize all the people who show up early and stay late, who help people find their seats every Sunday because they have a heart of compassion. They have a heart of hospitality. You see, how many of us go to the kids' ministry and say, you know what, I have a heart for children. There's some of us who during the week, maybe it's not on Sundays, who are literally writing letters to people who have been in the hospital or sick. How many of you received a letter when you were hospitalized or sick? We have teams of people doing that. When prayer requests are submitted to our website, we have a team praying over those prayer requests. We have people behind the scenes, never on the platform. They feel like they're hardly noticed, but I'll tell you who notices. God notices. Let me tell you this. Scripture says, use whatever gift you have. There's nothing, there's no such thing as my gift isn't good enough. There's no such thing as that. No, your gift is to be used to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides. Here's the key. So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. And that's my prayer for you today. That through your gifts, that through your service, that through your obedience, whether it's behind the scenes or not, that you would recognize that it's not for you, it's for others. And it's not even for, it's not for yourself, it's for God. It's to lift up his name so that all things God may be praised in every aspect of my life. See, I'm going to tell you, God has called you. God has chosen you for a unique purpose. You've been called on purpose for a purpose. Amen? You are called, you are chosen, you are unique, you are special. You play a great part in the body of Christ. You see, Paul talks about the invisible gifts are many times the most important gifts. You see, in the body of Christ, I think it kind of works the way my body does. The most important organs, the most important things that I have are on the inside. You can't see them. My heart, my lungs, the things that I need every second of every day, the things that go unnoticed, the things that you can't see while I'm standing up here, those are the things that keep the body moving. Those are the things that keep the body pumping. Those are the things that God says are the most important. I think the last shall be first and the first shall be last, right? I think that God wants to use you. I think that God wants to use your gifts. I think that God has a unique calling and purpose over your life. I want you to steward your God-given gifts. Number five, I want you, when you've done all this, I want you to raise up kingdom leaders. We need more kingdom leaders, amen? Yes, you. Yes, you. You might be saying me, and I'm saying yes, you. Raise up kingdom leaders. Let me say this in a more Jesus type of way. Go and make disciples. Raise up kingdom leaders. You've heard me say it before. Jesus is ascending to heaven. He's talking to his disciples. What does he tell his disciples? Make disciples. His disciples were his leaders. He said, go make more leaders. Essentially, in modern terminology, go make disciples. Raise up kingdom leaders. Raise up more disciples for Jesus. In your family, in your community, in your small group, at work. This is what we're called to do. Number six, if you do all this, you're going to multiply the kingdom of God. Amen? I want you to multiply the kingdom of God. My question for you today is, are you a multiplier? Are you a multiplier? You see, when we say that God is not done with you yet, how many of you heard that before? God is not done with you yet. Yes, he's not done with you. And the reason being is because he wants you to impact more people.
That's right. God's not done with you, and he's got some kingdom work for you. He wants you to make an impact on those around you. Think about that. Are you ready to be used of God? All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Well, we're not done with this message, One Life. We're talking about six principles that Pastor Randall Shawn's bringing up, and he's got a few more comments to bring this particular message to a close, and we're going to hear that tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Rising Higher. Tomorrow we're going to hear the last portion, part three of One Life. It's part of our sermon series, One. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in today. You've been listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by 316 Church. And we're located in the northwest part of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. Every Sunday, we as a church gather together for worship at 10:30. You are more than welcome to come and join us. And you're more than welcome to check us out on the web at 316.org. That's THREE16.org. One Life. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this message. I hope you enjoyed it. And by the way, if you missed any part of this message, you can always listen to a broadcast. Let me see, a podcast of our broadcast. I always get that mixed up. Okay, you can listen to a podcast of our broadcast by going to risinghigher.org. You can also do it on iTunes. Just search for Rising Higher Radio San Antonio, and you can listen to today's program or previous Rising Higher programs. For right now, we're going to have to come to a close. May God's blessings be with you, and join us tomorrow as we continue this message, One Life. Today's edition of Rising Higher is brought to you by Medicare Pro.
Hello, my name is Tamika Smith, and I am a licensed Medicare agent and community advocate with the Medicare Pro Insurance Agency. We are so excited to work with our San Antonio families. We educate our families on the differences between traditional Medicare, Medicare supplemental options, and Medicare Advantage plans. Because we are brokers, we do the shopping for you to determine which plan options best works for you and your family. We also evaluate our clients to determine if they can qualify for the $148.50 Part B reduction, which in turn will increase your Social Security check. And even if you don't qualify, there are many plans out there for 2022 with the Part B give back option when you enroll in that plan. And this includes our VA veterans and military families. Our community partners work with us to help provide caregiver services in the home and incontinence supplies at no cost to our clients. And the good thing about it is there is no cost or obligation for our services. And we would love for you to give us a call at 210-760-2379. We are your local agents, and we are excited and ready to work for you. Again, that number is 210-760-2379.